cordially invited to another historic event. For a third consecutive year, The DA Show is the only radio program in America that opens up its home to the public. Welcome to a place where all of your dreams and nightmares come true. You are now entering the infamous Bob's Bar.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Yeah! Play ball!
Good morning, DA. How are you?
What? Hello! Hello!
Good morning, my neighbor!
Get off!
Damon Amendola.
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, buddy.
Baby, it's a brand new day. Ain't no clouds hanging over me. Something doesn't feel the same. The rest of my life gonna start today.
Let the big dog eat.
DA, great question.
All aboard
the dog.
This is why you do what you do. Yo.
Somebody stop me.
Have some fun with your marriage.
I'm coming to you to be fat. Let me be fat.
Look it.
There's so many sickos in this country.
This is facts.
Oink, oink.
Ow! Hot and hurt.
I like pleasuring myself.
This is so dumb.
A little more juice.
What?
I am broken.
Good morning.
CBS Sports Radio.
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio. I heard something.
And what did you hear?
A hissing sound like this.
Hey, DA. Let me aboard that mothership.
Permission to board that mothership, sir.
Well, you know I had to slide through the intergalactic swag party.
DA, man, beam me up.
What's going on, my brother from another mother? Beam me up.
You guys are the best.
You guys make it.
Permission to board that
mothership.
What's up, DA, brother?
Mothership has connected.
And you the man, DA.
America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour black hole block party. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios at Bob's Bar, broadcasting live to affiliates nationwide and north of the border, Anchorage to Atlanta, Bay Shore to Babylon, Kalamazoo, and Waterloo. We are on the air.
They listening, DA. Everything we saying, DA. Everything.
We have made it. It was a long trek. It was chaotic. It was everything we were hoping for. We barely got on the air, and who knows if we're even on the air right now. It means Bob's Bar 3 has arrived.
What a day. What a moment, DA. The weather's held out. Beautiful.
Looks gorgeous. I mean, a little overcast, but I think that we're going to have no raindrops this morning. Looks like we're going to have some blue skies ahead. And the crowd is packed. I mean, early arriving crowd today.
I am stunned doing news at this crowd. As you mentioned, the skies are blue. Where there is blue is two Lions jerseys in the crowd. And
yeah.
Then some Lions fans make the trek.
Yep.
Penn State Nittany Lions represent. I mean, this is an unbelievable scene.
It really is unbelievable. And I have a feeling that the crowd will continue to filter through here. The Bob's Bar staff already on their toes. You had them doing a lot of different stuff. This is a very, very sophisticated operation. I heard you say, can you get tweezers to get what broke off the connector in last summer's speaker? So we are really operating at a very high level today.
Yeah, last Bob's Bar show, we actually broke a cord in a speaker, and we haven't had to pull it out since. I forgot
all about it. We are going to have a cast of thousands today. We are going to have a ton of events today. We're going to have a lot of ridiculousness today. It's going to be highlighted by Badlands Booker, who's going to arrive a little over an hour from now.
Yes.
Badlands will be eating and drinking just about everything in sight. Where is his huge tub, or where is the huge container of donuts he will swim in today?
There's a Bob had to make a run for mini donuts at 5:30 a.m. So we have a bunch of those. He will, believe me, Badlands is here to put on display.
Okay, Katie Lindendahl is going to join us, the Gidget of Gadgets.
Yeah, she stopped at parades on the way down yesterday. She's made it a whole suburban weekend.
She was the heroine of Halloween around Halloween, and now she'll be here, and I think she might even be bringing gifts and surprises for the listeners, potentially.
Yeah, we got your Father's Day last minute gift ideas, too, coming from her.
Amazing. And there is going to be, of course, an oil boil coming up at the top of hour number four. Pat Boyle is here. He is dressed as I could imagine Pat Boyle being dressed as we put baby oil all over him and rub him down. He's got a tank top on, a Nike kind of athletic tank top, shorts, and he looks ready to go.
Yeah, he also, I think, might be hitting on my mom right now, so he needs to, you know, maybe back off with those pipes.
Who's hitting on who? Okay.
Nancy is all dolled up today.
Oh, boy.
She's excited. And she just rubbed Boyle's belly. She's oiling him right now.
There is also a shirt that was spotted on Bob this morning that says, "Hi, I'm Bob, doing Bob things."
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
If you don't know where he is, just look for that shirt.
That's amazing. Now, was that is a specific shirt made for today, as Nancy wears the hat that also says, "I'm not Bob, but I'm doing Bob things."
Yes.
So, is there an actual gift shop here where you can buy these things on the way out?
If you're worrying how pathetic retirement life is, imagine hats will do.
Well, first of all, with the crowd assembled, can we please get the first ovation of the day for Bob and for Nancy here? They have opened up their doors for us, and we couldn't be more thankful. And I think we really finally have hit our stride where we have opened the DA show for the first time ever with the national anthem.
Yeah, and boy, credit to the crowd, very serious tones.
Yes.
The hats were off.
The hats were off. Everybody stood in attention.
Saluting the Bob's Bar bunting. Exactly. What a scene.
And, you know, started to get a little emotional there to lead things off.
It
like,
did.
Wow, we really made it.
It was hard to tell tears from sweat, but there was definitely moisture from the eye ducts.
Carlos with a K and Billy Jackalone back at Mission Control.
Have you heard Carlos is back at Mission Control?
Carlos with a K is wearing this proudly. He's back at Mission Control. And they should know, and I emailed them last night, we have thrown out the rundown, basically.
Yeah.
What we usually do with sound check and this, that, the other thing, we've blown it up. And you sent me a whole topic list worth of sports stories, and I said, screw it. We're not doing sports today.
I'm glad I did that, trying to get Taylor to bed at 9:30 last night.
Four hours of the DA show today will be dedicated solely to the insanity around here.
So with that, I'd like to thank the Denver Nuggets for not extending the series to last night's Game 6.
Give me the early scene when you arrived today. You don't live here anymore, so give me the early scene, because Zach Gelb is parking cars, which we will break down coming up shortly this hour.
Yes, he is. So the scene, I arrived, and I will tell you, I saw somebody moseying around looking through gates at some point. I said, oh boy, we're already here, we're already poking through.
And what time did you arrive?
5:15 on the nose.
Okay, 5:15.
Cap and Bogus were already in the house.
Hard hat guys.
Apparently my mom was making cracks that I couldn't get there before them, but, mm-hmm. You know, again, I was here yesterday. They And then, you know, it immediately, once you open up the box of goodies here and all the equipment, it became chaotic. Pete stormed in here like a man on the mission.
Yeah.
No pirate Pete was needed. Regular Pete was...
Wires. We're live on the air.
Wires started to get hooked up. Bob's making ice runs, donut runs. And then before you knew it, people started to pile through the gates, and away we were off.
Now, Bogish sits directly to my right. Bogues, what time did you show up today?
I think it was about 5:10, 5:15, and Cap was already here, laptops open, running wires and cables and whatnot.
Well, Nancy, there was one golden ticket allowed to camp out here in the backyard
right.
in a tent, and that was Cap. Cap was allowed to camp out right back there near the gravesite.
There is an anecdote, though. As I was here, my mom turned to me and goes, who is this?
That's fair.
So for the second straight year, somebody in the family asking, who is Cap?
But look at Cap. Yesterday, he had a full Jesus flock of hair.
Long, flowing
And
mane.
Now it's gone.
Yes.
Getting haircuts for the big show.
Yes. Cleaned up well, for know, Bob's Cap, bar.
Look, when Steven Saverna parks in the house, you got to get it.
There's no question. There's no question. Also, there is only one rule of Fight Club today. And that is, if you do need to go number one, we have to remember to keep sacred the pet cemetery Jeez. In right field.
That's the only thing I get emotional about, the
shark. That's the
Deep
thing.
Right corner. Just leave Wellington and Jay to rest.
It's down the right field corner back there, and there is two Pomeranian grave sites with headstones.
Lives, right. Bob's bar would not be here without them.
You're exactly right. And I actually had to get a little bit wistful when I was driving in, because the way where I drove in from was that long lane of cemeteries around here. Was it Park View?
Oh, Pine View.
Pine Lawn. I drove the 2 mile stretch through Pine Lawn Cemetery to get here.
Military cemetery.
It's a military cemetery. There's monument stores. There's all this stuff for grave sites. And I'm like, wow, this reminds me of Jane Wellington's plot at Bob's Bar.
Yes.
So I had to kind of be at salute there. It was,
you absolutely did. We remember those who can't be with us today.
Yeah, and so that's the only rule today. I also passed a Burger King that looks very nice.
Yeah.
So if there is a number two situation for anybody around here, Google BK. That Burger King has landscaping out front and a sprinkler system.
They do have a sprinkler
system. The BK that I have has, like, boarded up windows.
Well, that one, to be fair, you only want to go to during the daylight.
Right. The actual king lives at this one. That's why it's so nice.
So is that open for everybody that wants to go there?
By all means, I encourage it. And honestly, I think at this point...
Oh, it's only open during the day.
No, I'm saying you don't want to go at night.
I see.
Don't let the landscaping fool you, that part of town.
Okay.
And just know that Zach Hill was a little late parking some of the cars, so he is free to run the BK, as we call it, the Deuce Caboose.
Right, yeah.
If you have to run
the... He's doing the Deuce Caboose shuttle?
Yes, he has to, yes.
Okay. There is a mimosa stand to my direct left... And
people getting after it.
I mean, there is a couple of OJs and some looks like some champagne over there. So is that for the public?
Yeah, I believe Bogus.
Yeah, please.
Bogus brought a mimosa bar,
go
everybody. All right. I saw Steven Saverna Park open up his first beer, I believe. And that was when it was still dark out. So he's getting after it.
So, I mean, honestly, I think the leader in the clubhouse for most alcohol drinking over the next 4 hours is actually my neighbor, Dancing Dave, who's in the house today.
Oh,
is
Dancing he? Dave is
yes.
here.
Did he run inside?
He's dancing inside.
Right, he ran inside. But anyway, I saw him loading up the car. He left before me this morning as my next door neighbor. And he said, you don't have to worry about me. I'm starting early.
Don't worry about me. Okay, good.
So he'll at least be 12 deep, I think, over the next 4 hours. So he's the pace.
So don't worry, I'll be drunk enough with this morning. Nah, don't worry, I'll behave myself. I'll get as drunk as you need.
Exactly.
Okay. Dancing Dave has been a common character in your life, because when you moved into your house, you realized you moved next to a guy that shared all your same sports allegiances and also drank more than you.
You talked about the national anthem. I set up, it was either a Rangers or Giants flag first outside, and that was the only time he started to come out and talk to me. He said, hold on here. You like sports or whatever? And next thing we knew, and I think he thought I built Bob's by the Bay, the bar in my backyard for him specifically. But yeah, so we hit it off, and he's my 64-year-old best friend.
And he is retired, and all he does
he's very retired.
And all he does all day long is hang out, watch sports, and drink beers.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think I saw him on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. Budweiser was always already getting cranked. There he is, Dancing Dave coming down.
Dancing Dave, all right. Dancing Dave. Dancing Dave just did a little wiggle, little shimmy. Should be noted, Knockout Neil is here in attendance. Knockout Neil back in the left field corner as well.
Thank you.
Now Knockout Neil, remember, there was some worry that there could be an altercation between him and I earlier this year.
Not from any of us.
Yeah, just a knockout, not an altercation. As you fighting back.
True. And so it all stemmed from one time we kept Neil on hold a little bit too long. Neil jumped on the air and kind of started to grouse about being kept on hold. And I said, we're not doing this today. And I hung up on him immediately. And then he called back when I was off. I was doing a Friday or something. He called you guys and said, when I'm going to come to Bob's Bar, I'm going to knock him out. I'm going to knock out the, I'm going to punch him in the face.
I believe Bogus wasn't even there that day. And I was left to deal with it from whoever.
No, I think I was there that day. Okay. Yeah.
And so it should be noted, we have already kept the peace. Me and Knockout Neil said hello.
Who sought who out?
It was a common, we connected eyes. He showed me something that he brought, and he did one of these, kind of like a boxing poster. Like, put him up, Dukes. And I winked, and he winked, and we're good.
All right,
okay,
that's good.
So there will be no, tell Nancy, there will be no combat, no Mortal Kombat here at the show today.
At least for Neil. I don't know. People start drinking at 6 in the morning. You never know.
Now, Nancy is directly to your left, and she's hugging listeners, and she's really into this. I feel like the anxiety that you built up around Nancy is not true. That was all a fib.
No,
she looks cool, calm, collected.
They're what?
Xanax. I should say. Yeah, she says it's called Xanax.
There was a quick chain smoke in the front lawn, too. There were some nerves, but We're good.
So, a few cigs, and you were fine.
Oh, jeez.
Everything's okay.
DA, if you want the next 4 hours to go smooth, I'd pivot.
Also, I don't know if you see, but directly in front of us, there is a creamsicle Buccaneers uniform.
That was the guy who was here first.
Okay, Alan shows up from Philly, drove this morning, left around 3 a.m. or so? Around 3 a.m., wore, this would be a man after your own heart, a jersey with no name on the back besides his own.
Is that a creamsicle, though?
It is a creamsicle, no number, although the number could have been ripped off or faded back in 1988.
There's an early Schwartz theory here. Like, he's removed part of the jersey to personalize it, but didn't finish the job. It's like half a Schwartz.
That's unbelievable.
So we've got
people. Well, hold on. Are you an Eagle fan?
Yeah.
Leave.
So three rules now.
Yeah.
Leave the dogs alone.
Yeah.
Poop at Burger King.
Eagles fan,
no
yeah.
Eagles fans.
Out.
Congrats again on your show.
Thanks so much.
Terrible Christmas, pal.
Thanks so much. This is what you work all your life for. Yeah. This is
Syracuse Hall of Fame just closed its door. We're done with Cattle.
Yeah, we had him on the application, but that's
let's do Noah Eagle first.
That's not happening anymore. We do have, I feel like, an early candidate for the oil boil who came from the farthest away because remember we were talking about a certain someone who might be flying in from Vancouver?
Vancouver, Canada,
okay. Yes, not Vancouver, New Jersey.
Just, you never know.
Not right outside Scranton, no, the other Vancouver.
2 hours past Boise.
That he may have landed. He may have landed. And if,
really?
Imagine flying in from Vancouver for this schlocky.
Wait, what do you mean may have landed?
I just want to build up the suspense, potentially.
So he did land. Is it one of the Sedin twins? I don't know.
We'll get to that, but I mean, that would be pretty epic.
Yeah.
And so, do we have the baby oil?
It's actually right there next to the kielbasa laying on the bar. I didn't prop it up.
Oh,
properly.
Nice. So, if you're looking at the bar, there's the giveaways from Justin in Albany. There is a kielbasa still sealed.
Yes.
There's a lawn gnome. And now there's a huge thing of baby oil.
Yeah. $3.99. Stop at shopping.
Okay. All right. Now, when do the bookers start getting cooked? In case anybody is wondering about breakfasts.
7 a.m. Eastern. I will tell you, Bob did a big grill cleaning at about 5:20 this morning.
Nothing like waiting to the last minute.
Well, and to the point, I said, are you starting to cook now? Well, when do you want me to cook? Do you want something now? So he was ready to go. But I told you, let people, it's good to do a little intermittent fasting, I think.
Right.
Wait till 7 a.m.
Right. Okay. So around 7, around 45 minutes from now, Bob will get on the griddle.
And my other sister, Sam's helping out. Look for the Bob's Bar t-shirts if you're looking for any help around the restaurant.
Yeah, they're the staff at Bob's Bar.
So Sam's in the house already. Sarah, because we had a big loss today, Caserta had to pull out late.
I know. Caserta's working on MLB Network.
But I think I was the only one who thought of this. Caserta was bagel guy.
Right.
Caserta was bagel guy.
So I've already gotten a text. My sister Sarah's making the bagel run for everybody. So if you indulge in a nice Long Island bagel, she went out and had to do that today.
Bad job by Caserta? I mean, it's a good career move, but bad job around the show, which kind of made him.
Yeah, like he doesn't have MLB Network if not for Canadian Bacon.
So. I was going to say, does he land MLB Network without being part of our show?
No, he's got to come. He's got to come.
Got to show up.
It's a bad job.
The Bob's Bar Show is off and running, and coming up here next after the break, we will talk to Boyle. We want Pat Boyle here to give us how he feels.
He just had the most confident head nod.
We're going to get inside the head of Pat Boyle coming up here next. Bob's 3 has started. Let's hear it, everybody! You should be watching on YouTube right now. Go to the CBS Sports Radio channel on YouTube or Twitch and watch the proceedings. Also, watchda.com. That's mobile friendly. We'll come back after this from Bob's Bar in West Babylon, New York, here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, this is Liam Neeson, and the four men in this backyard today have a particular set of skills, while sometimes hard to decipher. Those skills include creating 4 hours of incoherent madness each morning, and this is the peak of that madness. Welcome to the Bob's Bar Show.
Welcome to the Bob's Bar Show. Bob's 3 is here. And if you were wondering whether this is a drinking event, I think we have answered that question. I brought in 2 cases, and we just started to put them on ice, but there is a ton of other cases coming in here of beer and everything else. So everybody that's here at Bob's Bar, that looks to be the communal cooler over there. So partake, have a good time. It's all for everybody. And the crew at Arizona Iced Tea has brought in Arizona Hard Iced Teas.
Yeah.
And there are cases of both regular iced tea and hard iced tea. So that is for everybody here. So let's thank Arizona Iced Tea for hooking us up. Awesome. So look, if this thing is still on the tracks by 9 a.m. Eastern time, we're doing something wrong because we have given enough party favors for everybody.
And there's a bottle of Jameson that's been broken out already.
Oh, there's no question.
Jeez.
So, for those wondering, this looks to be the coffee station where you can drop in a little J-Mo.
Right.
That is the mimosa station back there. That is the beer up there. And we should be good to go.
Yeah, this is some scene. I think Bob's Bar 3 is already surpassing expectations. We got giveaway sunglasses here.
It's got everything.
Bottle openers. This is great. It's like a flea market. Schwartz is going to get here and go shopping for the week.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Everybody get your stuff now before Schwartz shows up because he's just putting a big satchel at the end of the bar and pushing it all into his satchel.
Like the Grinch gets stolen.
He's taking everything. He's taking everything. Now, Dan of Mechanicsburg lives forever in Bob's Bar lore because last year he showed up, he drove through the night, I think he woke up at 2 in the morning, drove here, and then planned to drive back without any more sleep. He stayed the entire day, drank, ate, had a great time, watched the Rangers playoff game at night.
Right.
And instead of letting him get back in that car and drive another 3.5 hours to Mechanicsburg, you allowed him to sleep in your parents' bed.
Mistakenly maybe, but okay. Nonetheless.
But he is best known for his array of ridiculous dated quarterback football jerseys.
Yeah, and you would think last year when he changed them out every hour, 5 or 6 he wore last year, that would be it.
Every hour he had another defunct quarterback jersey.
Yes, which is, I think, a cool hobby to have is collecting that.
He has already led things off with a big one today. You know, you want to start strong.
Yes, of course.
He's got a Jeff Blake Cardinals jersey.
That is incredible.
Now, to be fair, I don't even remember Jeff Blake being on the Cardinals.
Well, I was going to say, I don't remember that, nor do I think anybody in Jeff Blake's family owns the jersey.
I mean, really. I remember him as a Bengal.
Certainly, but beyond that,
he was a Cardinal?
But you know what also doesn't shock me, because the Cardinals went through a good era of just taking quarterbacks at the end of the run.
That's true. I guess Jeff Blake might have been post-Boomer?
Did he start 6 games for them?
I don't know. So
Kent Graham era, maybe?
It's around that time. Standing by before we do Oil Boil, which is going to happen at the top of the 4th hour. So that's about 2.5 hours from now.
Yeah.
Boyle is with us here. Pat Boyle, welcome to Bob's Bar. This is your first Bob's Bar experience.
That is correct. And a huge thanks to Bob and Nancy for having everybody. That's a Badlands Booker Belch going on back there.
It sounded Badlands-esque, but Badlands has not arrived yet.
Jeez.
That was a knockout Neil.
That's like...
That's when, a huge...
He doesn't like have the train opens for Bon Jovi.
He doesn't have to knock you out with his fist. He'll knock you out with that.
Yeah. So, coming up with the Oil Boil, tell me about the ensemble that you chose today.
Just something light, something playful. Wanted to, you know, unleash the beast. And we're going to have some nice weather, so... I might have an outfit planned for the oiling, but for now, this is the shirt before the shirt.
You have never worried about who was going to oil you up. It could be female, it could be male. That was not something that was you were really worried about.
No, and I just caught a look from the gentleman that's here from Vancouver, so... We locked eyes as soon as you said that, and he just goes...
Hey!
Unless a moose arrives from Alaska, it's you, Boyle. It's you and him.
It's
yeah,
you and him.
We're gonna tussle.
Tell me about the conversation you had with Nancy back in the left field corner.
So I introduced myself and I was like, "Hey, I'm Pat." And she goes, "Pat Boyle," and I said, "That's me." And she goes, "Wow!" And then that just as you guys were talking about her,
it looked friendly.
I mean, relax.
Shawnee says, "You. What do you mean, relax?"
It's Bob's retirement party. You back off.
I'm not doing anything. I wanted to say hi. I've never met your mom. You know the show, How I Met Your Mother? This is How I Met Your Mother.
So coming up at the top of the fourth hour, we're going to oil boil. Do we have some type of kiddie pool, or are we just going to do it right on the sidewalk here?
Yeah, so the kiddie pool is, I have it. It's in the back. I needed to keep it out because when my kids arrive, they're going to... Remember, Taylor was really offended that Connor had a pizza made in her pool last year.
Oh, right.
So I'm just going to hide it from them until we're ready to oil the boil. That's the plan.
So what time does the Mraz family show up?
I'm assuming around the 8 a.m. hour.
Okay.
Yeah, I was very much yelled at to get Taylor to bed so she doesn't...
Hour three.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
So I've been asked a couple of times this morning, how'd you feel to sleep in a hotel bed last
yes!
night? And I have to tell you, I felt so guilty. I felt
what?
So guilty because my wife is back home, the Bourbon Belle, with AJ.
Yeah.
And so they're up at all hours of the night, I'm sure, burping, peeing, pooping, feeding. I mean, and here
I
am.
Describing my night.
Here I am stretching out in a Sheraton 4 points. I got a nice big bed. I'm like, am I allowed to do this? I felt very... very guilty.
It's look, that's a good feeling. That shows you're being a good dad. But at the same time, look, there's trade-offs. She will at some point have an... Go out with the girls. Go do
yeah.
this.
Yeah, this earned her a hall pass for a night.
And you will have puke all over you, and you'll be cursing under your breath, and then you'll just have to remember that night at the 4 points, you had a nice night's sleep.
A couple of listeners have asked what stream she watches, because during the show, in the nursery, she keeps herself up early morning hours by watching the show. I know. Let me just say, we're a YouTube household.
Whoa.
I watch the YouTube stream. She watches the YouTube stream. Not because she wouldn't watch Twitch, but that's the only app we have of the smart TV.
Okay, so there you have it, folks. He's a YouTube guy.
Yeah,
he's
so we're a YouTube household.
All right.
We're a YouTube household. But I know that that's a big war.
Huge war.
YouTube versus Twitch. The people that watch one or the other hate the other side.
Yeah.
It's a civil war.
They snap fingers and point at each other.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Well, Twitch feels like they chant, Twitch came first. Twitch came first.
Oh, that is true. You they know? Were the originators.
Yeah. But it's like root for the Golden Knights to win the Stanley Cup. You root for the expansion team in YouTube.
Now, I do want to ask, I mean, is there a WatchDA.com crew?
Cap.
Cap is the one. Okay. All right. That's the only one. I'm glad that we have some sunblock also stationed. There's a sunblock station on the bar.
There
over here.
Is.
Some banana boat if you want 35, 40, 50.
Whatever SPF you're looking for.
If
yeah.
you want some actual tanning oil, we got that as well.
Don't oil my sister. We don't need that today.
Okay. So that's there too. Any final words before the oil boil segment?
I've got J-Mo in my coffee. Be having some more of that as the day goes on and... Jeez. I'll be ready for whoever's got to oil me up. Man, okay. Woman, whatever it may be.
Beast.
Dog.
let me tell you, there has already been a bit of a snafu on the parking of the cars by Zach Gelb.
Did he crash?
No,
but I ran out to the car to get the cases of beer that I brought here, and there was a nice gentleman named Randy, and he goes, T.A., nice to meet you. I go, nice to meet you, too. He goes, I don't know where he parked my car.
Oh, no.
And so I said, uh-oh. He goes, he said to the left, but I don't see my car.
That is our valet's directions to the left.
To the left. I think he's just pointing over there. So Gelb needs to be more specific in describing where he's parking the cars. We've got people running around the neighborhood. They don't know where the car is. This guy was just hitting the button. Beep, beep, beep. I go, can you click the button just to see?
No, Zach. And Zach is dressed to the T's. And by the way, I'm assuming Zach's still parking cars for a late arriving crowd. I don't even see him.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this. I'm a little surprised bringing the beer out of the car. And that was about 6:20 Eastern time or so. Moist Pork rolls up in the minivan.
Oh, Pork and the Porkettes are here?
With his neighbor Shlomo.
There he is.
So you got Moist Pork and Shlomo over there.
Shlomo with an Expos hat.
With an Expos hat, yeah. Big Rock Reigns guy right there.
I love it.
And I thought they'd be the earliest arriving crowd, since Moist is always early and often on the comments.
Mm-mm, but Moist is this hour number two listener. He's actually early today.
Oh, is that right? He comes in hour number two?
Moist has no idea what soundcheck is.
Wow, is that right?
Yes.
Hasn't ever heard a cold open?
I don't think so.
Wow, okay. So this is exciting. Okay, so Boyle, we'll see you in a couple of hours.
Sounds good. Trying to go
light on Nancy.
The camera will see him in a couple of hours. I'm sure we'll see him in the next break.
Yeah, that's true. And coming up here on the show, we're going to maybe interview Nancy coming up after the break. But not right now, Nance, don't worry. Because right now we have headlines.
Yes.
A kind sir is here with your update. His name is Andrew Bogish, and he is rocking an Arizona iced tea hat that looks like a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air hat.
Exactly.
I really like
these
hats
are sick. They're on the bar for anybody here. And I want to notify anybody tuning in. Maybe it's the first show they've ever listened to, the DA show. If you're looking for your sports at CBS Sports Radio, listen to this update.
That's
because
right.
This is where you're getting most of them.
And Bogus is almost apologetic. Hey, I've got to do the headlines because we have sponsors. I said, look, it'll be the only sports
you're
we
right.
do all day today.
Exactly.
So let's make sure we get these in.
And I'm already drinking something, so look out.
Okay.
I went to get one of the mimosas. There's a freshly squeezed orange juice stand down to your
look
left.
At this.
And they're just
what
mixing.
What's going on?
This is a full fledged operation. They're just throwing things in your cup.
Oh my
and away
god!
We
so
go.
How are updates going to sound in the fourth hour?
This one will be okay. 9:30 is up in the air.
Well, look,
I might not even be here for 9:30.
I might have to crack a beer then if we're drinking this early on set. Oh no, we're not allowed to.
Yeah, at the end, we'll wait till 10:01.
Okay. Okay. There is probably an FCC violation wrapped in this.
And if
somewhere.
You are, certainly don't utter that into the microphone.
Okay.
All right. Let's go from the top. 3, 2, 1. Headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, your furry Pete with life electronic device and pet health insurance. The Kansas City Chiefs are spreading diamonds like Boyle spread seed. 613 of them with 35 rubies thrown in for good measure on their Super Bowl rings, which they got last night in a ceremony in Kansas City. To baseball, another double dip last night from Shohei Ohtani.
Here's Shohei swinging and driving a ball deep out into left center, and that one lands in the second deck. Ohtani has hit another home run in this series. Another two-run homer. The Angels add on, and the Angels now have a 5-2 lead.
Ohtani.
That's Terry Smith on Angels Radio. Ohtani matching Pete Alonso for the Major League lead. 22 homers. That one 443 the other way. His fourth homer of the series. He also last night allowed just two runs over six innings. His Halos take 3 of 4 in Texas with this 5-3 final. Elsewhere, we have the Guardians getting an 8-6 win in San Diego. The Dodgers top the White Sox 5-4 in 11. The Cubs beat the Pirates 7-2 for a 3-game sweep, and the Nats got a 4-1 win in 10 in Houston. Ricky Fowler and Xander Schauffele, 8-under-62s to start the U.S. Open at L.A. Country Club. 62 matching the lowest round ever at any major. They have a 2-shot lead on Dustin Johnson and Wyndham Clark. And WNBA last night, the Dream, a 92-88 OT win in Connecticut, ending a 7-game losing streak head-to-head. D.A., back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. Do I see koozies that say unpipe it at Bob's Bar with a picture of you getting chowder poured on your head?
Steven Severna Parkman.
Wow, these are awesome.
The amount of gear and merch. This is Bob's Bar 3 has become like the merch capital of the world.
That's right. That's exactly right. We're into branding. The radio show might not be that good, but we've got merch.
Totally. So the merch is sick.
I think when we come back, we do need to talk to Nance.
Do we?
Because I do want to know how Nance Nance is feeling.
Me?
Okay. So, Nancy, would you stick around for after the commercial break?
Would you stick around? She's hovered over the table for 30 minutes waiting for you to ask.
When we return, we'll talk to Nancy here at Bob's Bar. It's Bob's 3. Let's hear it, everybody. Remember to watch on YouTube, on Twitch, the CBS Sports Radio channels there. Also at WatchDA.com. It's all mobile friendly. If you're not on your normal affiliate across the CBS Sports Radio Network, you can listen on SiriusXM 158. You can also listen on your apps. Use the CBS Sports app. That's free. The free Odyssey app as well. And you can tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Nancy from Bob's Bar coming up next. This is the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The valet will take your keys, sir. Please tip the man in the Cornhusker windbreaker. You're now entering Bob's Bar.
That's right. It's Bob's 3. Like we said before, it's kind of like Super Bowls now. It's not the AFL-NFL championship game anymore. It's just Bob's 3 this year.
That is completely caught on, by the way, for something that only started earlier in the week.
Bob's 3?
Bob's 3. I mean, people are muttering it. So happy to be at Bob's 3.
So I have to say, we started out a little... Last year, people were a little apprehensive about when they could start drinking.
Yes, okay? They were.
This year, you made the bat signal. You sent it out. You said, hey, nobody fear. Just get after it early.
Yeah, get the crowd loose. That's it. You're at a bar.
And this crowd has taken that to the next level.
Now I'm worried.
We are 40 minutes into this show, and it looks like it's midday at a regular sports bar.
Yeah, this is a full-blown college football tailgate.
It really is. And there is something being cooked up behind us with an actual orange crusher called an Orange Crush. Is that right? It's called an Orange Crush?
Orange Crush. I was told, yeah, the Penn State Nittany Lion folks have brought them.
Yeah, from York, PA. They made the trek over here from York,
wow.
PA. Now, this one is non-alcoholic, but I wanted to try it out a little bit, okay?
And? DA taking a sip from left to right on your radio dial?
Well, it's delicious. And if the crew from York, PA put any alcohol in here, I definitely can't taste it.
Whoa.
So I'll just say that.
Whoa.
I'll just say that. This is delicious. So I don't know what's in this, but it's fresh OJ over there being pressed.
Yeah, this was an emergency thing. My sister Samantha came to me in a panic in the break and said, they got Orange Julius or Orange Crush. I go, what are you talking
orange
about? She
crush.
Goes, yeah, she goes, they brought them from Pennsylvania. They're unbelievable. So it's making the rounds.
They brought them from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is like Smokey the Bandit. They got it here across
exactly.
State lines.
Hopefully you give that more oinks.
Maybe so. Orange Crush would get more oinks than Smokey the Bandit. So Nancy Mraz sits to my right here. And Nancy, of course, is the queen of Bob's Bar. Let's hear it for Nancy, everybody. She is wearing a hat that says, I'm not Bob, but I'm doing Bob things. Nancy, tell us what Bob things would be.
Fixing something with duct tape?
Yes. Not screwing in a light bulb the right way.
Not screwing in a light bulb.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, fixing things with duct tape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're doing Bob things today.
Yeah, but okay. He's great. This is all him.
Yeah, no, this is amazing. And this was the vision, not that we would have a radio show here, but when... when
with strangers, piled in.
Yeah, with everybody across the country.
When Bob wanted to build the bar, the idea was I want a communal place for everybody in the neighborhood and the family to come and hang out and watch games and kind of be together.
Yes.
Now, when he said I want to build a bar, did you ever give him any resistance? Like, I don't know if that's
going to...
You didn't want this.
I wanted a new bathroom.
You wanted a new bathroom? Yeah.
Okay, And then I said, I'll give you X amount of money, and we probably went three times over that. But then the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
And all of my neighbors and the kids' friends came here because there was nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
And everybody brings something, you know, who brings a cake, who brings chips, who brings a bottle, and it's just worked out great. You know, we have some of our regulars from the neighborhood.
The regulars?
Yes.
Yeah, the regulars.
Kerrigan was our first
official bartender.
Yeah, Foxy,
he's got his bagpipes in tow.
Foxy, yeah.
Yeah.
Phil
so
and Chris have gotten VIP seats here as locals. They're, you know, they're entitled to their stools, like cheers.
I mean, really, they are like Norm and Cliff right there.
Exactly.
And the rule is in the neighborhood, because we're on the corner, if the lights are on, the bar is open, just come back.
Just come in if the lights are on.
That's it. All you got to see is the lights are on. And Bob's probably out here muttering about Aaron Boone in the bullpen.
Yes. So we kind of to me, this is almost like Field of Dreams, where if you build it, they will come. You know,
yes. That's what it is.
You have lights in a cornfield in West Babylon, New York, and like if you see the lights, you drive there, you walk there, you go there. And I always thought this was one of the coolest things ever, that you just invite everybody. And it is such a great representative of who you and Bob are to just open up your doors. This is next level gracious, because we should not let these people anywhere near your house. But you have done this.
They all seem fine. Everybody brought something. And they brought a good attitude.
But the spirit that you guys have of just, we built it so that you guys can enjoy it is such an amazing gesture.
If I'm going to spend all this money and then it never to be used, so it does my heart good to see people enjoying it.
It's awesome. And let me tell you, this is a story that I didn't tell on the air, but when AJ was born, Mraz gave me a little bag and said, this is from my mom and this is from my parents. So we brought it home, and when AJ was born, we opened it up, and it was a blanket that Nancy had knit for AJ, and hand knit. And she did the same thing for Pete's daughter, Carrie, as well.
Carrie.
And that gesture was amazing as well, because you actually, you hand knitted it. And, and that was something that you've done to try to kind of keep your hands.
Yeah,
you know,
because I have multiple sclerosis and I had problems with my hands for years. And then when Taylor was born, I said, I'll be damned, she's having a blanket. So I started again, and I can do it.
Yeah.
So everybody gets blankets.
So, and you said to me, I believe every baby should have a hand-woven blanket.
Absolutely.
That should be a rule.
Something that's, you know, an heirloom to pass on.
Yep. And AJ loves it. Absolutely, it's one of the best things we have in the nursery. So that's the type of people the Mrazes are. And so I just want to give a round of applause, because that's really representative of who they are. And so, Nancy and Bob, we have them as characters on the show, but they really are hearts
we
and
are
soul
real
of
people,
this show. And,
unfortunately.
And so, you can be honest here, okay? Was Pat hitting on you?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
But he's not like oiled up yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Right, but when he gets oiled up, who knows?
The day is young.
Were you hitting on him is the better question.
No.
He is a handsome man, though, is he not?
I haven't finished my first cup of coffee yet.
And she peers around to look at him, bending over. Eh, I don't know. Let me get a cup of coffee in me before I grade him. Well,
or a mimosa, maybe.
By the end of the morning, okay, when he's all oiled up, you give us how many oinks you think he is.
I'm not
in terms
going near him when he's oiled up.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Please don't.
Thank you so much for having us.
No.
You're the sweetest.
Thank you for
You're
all
the sweetest.
Best.
All right. She gave me birth.
How about that? Let's hear
from
Nancy.
Yeah, all right.
My fault.
Nancy. Now, I hold in my hand a bag of gear that say Bob's Bar Rules, but rules is spelled like Matt Rule, okay?
Yeah.
And so these headbands were, I guess, created by the one and only Zach Gelb.
So there's actually a story behind this. Zach Gelb went to order these from somewhere, and where he went to order them from was a guy who runs the shop, happens to be a DA show listener.
Wow.
So he was going to order one, and the guy said, no, you're going to the Bob's Bar show with these. He was aware of the show and sent a bunch of them up with Zach.
Wow.
By happenstance.
That's amazing. Is Zach still here?
I think he's
He's parking cars. Okay, good.
Parking cars still.
I gotta say, out of all of the bets we've ever done, we've done some really good bets. This is one of the most demeaning ever, where you show up to an event and you have to.
There he is.
It took him a second to get going. We had to remind him to park cars at 5 or whatever this morning, but here he is.
How's Coach Rule doing?
He's got a real headset.
We're doing all right, DA. There was one listener's car. It wouldn't surprise me there was a dead body in it.
Oh, no.
Well, now you've met the DA aliens.
Now I smell like a wet dog a little bit.
Oh, no.
How do you feel for listeners just dropping keys off and saying, go get them, kid?
It's a little demoralizing. But let me tell you this. Pete's not going to be happy. I got tipped $50 by one DA.
No!
And by the way, DA, just real quickly, the Nebraska football team, has given you a gift. If you see over there, there's some bag somewhere that I brought here.
Oh, wow, okay.
They got a little baby gift for your little one.
Wow,
right there.
How about that? All right, we'll open this up coming up after the break. We are live from Bob's Bar. It's Bob's 3 here on CBS Sports Radio.